Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian, Eric, E-R-I-C, Winter, W-I-N-T-E-R. Eric Winter is a 56-year-old male. He reports he injured his left wrist at work on 9/23/21. But at that time, he was lifting equipment that weighed approximately 30 pounds. Period. He described this as a light pack. Period. He believes he injured his left wrist as a result, but did not go to the emergency room. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the wrist, but is no longer receiving any active care. Period. He is unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He admits to previously undergoing surgery to repair a bicep tear on the same arm. Period. That injury caused pain throughout the entire arm. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per the claim petition, Mr. Winter alleges he was lifting and injured his left wrist. Period. Treatment records show he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos beginning 10/6/21. Period. He noted the petitioner had seen occupational health in the interim and was advised to use his prior splint. Period. He also was referred for an MRI. Period. Dr. Sarkos codified that he had previously undergone left bicep tendon repair by Dr. Dwyer on 10/23/18, but he also suffered from COPD, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and anxiety. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Sarkos rendered a diagnosis of left wrist TFCC tear. Period. A corticosteroid injection was instilled to this area. Period. He followed up on 10/27/21, reporting the injection helped him with minimal relief for only a few days. Period. New paragraph on 11/12/21, Dr. Sarkos performed left wrist arthroscopy with TFCC debridement. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were left wrist central TFCC perforation tear. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sarkos postoperatively through 12/22/21. Period. He was attending occupational health therapy, but was out of work since no sedentary duty without use of the left arm was available. Period. He did offer new complaints involving the radial sided wrist consistent with equal range tendinitis. Period. Dr. Sarkos administered a corticosteroid injection to this area. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He wore a shirt that said deep sea fishing on it. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left wrist and open surgical scar about the left antecubital area. But there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left wrist radial deviation was full with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Measure of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or knocking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/-5 for resisted left hand grasp but was otherwise 5/5. Hands wrist elbow maneuvers. He had an equivocally positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, spine, cervical, normal. Hand dynamometry found decreased strength on the left. Period. Impressions on 9/23/21. Eric Winter injured his left wrist at work. Period. He evidently was seen by occupational health and placed in a splint. Period. He then came under the hand surgical care of Dr. Sarkos. Period. An MRI was done showing a tear of the triangular fibrocartilage complex. Period, attempts were made to treat this conservatively. Period, however, he ultimately had surgical debridement of the TFCC perforation tear on 11-12-21. Period, he did well afterwards with occupational therapy. Period, at the end of treatment, he described new onset radial sided wrist pain, thought to be consistent with equal veins tendinitis. Period, this was injected with cortisone. Period, no further follow-up was rendered. Period, the petitioner previously underwent surgery on the left biceps that he states affected his whole arm. Period, he has been able to return to a highly functional level, as demonstrated by his ability to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. And that is the end.